From 2 Corinthians and John, Paul's letter to the church in Corinth's God's consolation comes to them in a letter of encouragement to the church that has been hurt by some action against Paul. We hear Paul in this letter reacting to an issue that has occurred in his absence because of a misunderstanding between Paul and someone in Corinth. Paul is upset or saddened by both his actions of a letter he sent that we do not have, and by the people of Corinth who will not let go of the actions of the person who did something to Paul. It's not important who they are for our purposes, and it's not important what they did. What is important is that they are being consoled or encouraged by Paul, and that he is okay, and the people of Corinth are and will be okay because of the God of creation. Paul lets the people of Corinth and us know that God is with us even when we do not get along. God does not give only to us for us, but God gives consolation in our times of struggle so we too can comfort others in their suffering. When Christ died, he died for all people, not just a select few. The gift of life from God in Christ Jesus is for all people, and Paul is telling the church in Corinth to remember the love of God in Jesus Christ is poured out to overflowing for more than just the people of Corinth. More importantly, Paul is telling them that by their own suffering and hurting, they can see the consolation of God and bring that same consolation to others in their grief and suffering. I share these words with people at a funeral as a reminder of what God has done for us in Jesus. I want you to also hear the words of Paul as words of encouragement for you in your suffering. Knowing that God cares for us and stays with us in our times of suffering will give us the courage to comfort others in their suffering. God comes to us to open a gate of comfort and consolation in our suffering. Whatever is troubling us, whenever we are hurting, God will not leave us. It is Paul who reminds us that in the times of struggle, we are strengthened by the love of God in Jesus Christ. God does this for us, so we too will console and comfort others with the same overflowing love of God. We can go out from our place of struggle knowing God is with us. Remembering Jesus suffered for us, we not only suffer, but we've been consoled and have received salvation in the suffering of Jesus, so others will also find the love of God's consolation and salvation in Jesus Christ. God opens the gate of salvation so that all may know the love of God and have peace. God's consolation does not immunize us from suffering or pain or guilt or hurts, but it encourages us to know that we have a great reward in the salvation from God. We are children of God, and yes, we will feel pain and suffering. We will suffer loss, and we will cry tears, until the day we will all be together in the kingdom on the last day. Do not let sin and death win your attention, but let the consolation of Jesus Christ, the open gate, give you comfort and life. Amen. Let us pray. God of consolation, continue to encourage us in our suffering and grief, and lift us up in your love and embrace. Show us how to console those around us, and grant us peace in the one who is the open gate, Jesus Christ. Amen.